Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And I just discovered that over Thanksgiving, you and I might be in Vegas at the same time.
Well, isn't it odd that we have similar plans?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It went well.
Maybe at the same hotel, too.
Well, but, you know, I'm very, right now, extremely uncomfortable.
Why is that?
Because I know that you didn't plan on me being there.
That's right in your mind. I'd love to sit at that same table, get drunk, and, you know, lose.
I mean, for all those days with me?
We'll lose.
Come on, don't you think I can bring you some luck?
You? You don't have luck there. I don't have it.
I get my ass kicked.
Can you imagine you and I at a table?
It'd be over, dude.
The floor might open. We might just
fall
you know,
into it.
It might become like a... What was that movie where the nuclear power plant was going to melt down?
Right.
What's the name of that movie? Do you remember?
Jerry should know. He's
a nuclear power plant.
Nuclear. Look, that you know.
You remember who's in it?
Look, you know, it was about a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, it's going to melt down, and I don't know what the hell. I remember what the movie was, but I remember it was a good movie.
And somebody will come by. The cocktail waitress, she'll go, drinks. Got a couple of drinks. Where are the guys who were? Oh, they were here. They fell through the floor.
They fell into hell.
Yeah, they both got like a couple of 14s, and then literally the floor of the
table got really hot.
Opened up. They couldn't touch the table because it was like in flames, and they fell through the floor. But what should I do with their drinks?
Throw them in the hole.
Throw them down there. The glass breaks. I'm going to get killed again. I can't wait.
Oh, Bubba. All right, it is 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's J.O.D.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah. All right, what's in the news, Robin?
Oh, quite a week. First, a dentist was charged earlier this week with carelessness of a power tool.
Oh, boy.
When he decided to dance to a song on the radio that was more important, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yes, paying attention to the woman's tooth he was drilling. We have exclusive audio of that. D53,
a dancing dentist.
All right, Miss Fanning, now just relax. We're going to put a shot of Novocaine in your mouth to numb you up before we start here.
Okay, good idea. Oh!
Don't worry. Just relax. It'll take effect in a few minutes. Anything you want to do to relax?
Can you put on the radio?
What station do you like?
Like a Cares.
Okay.
Oh, your stuff really took effect fast.
Hey, all right. Oh, I love this song. All right, let's get to it.
Ah!
Oh, you want it louder?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. This song makes me just funk out. Here, let me put it up a little louder for you.
Ah!
At the car wash. Whoa, 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 car wash, yeah.
There she goes. Right. The China Syndrome was the name of the movie.
Oh, all right. Very good. No, you should always have the radio should always be off. But speaking of dentists, by the way. I had a girlfriend who would go to a dentist in the Valley, and I'm not going to say anybody's name, but he was very, very touchy.
Mm.
She used to say to me, I'd say, "How?" She'd go, "The guy is so," he's like, "Hey," like, kind of like touches her arm, and like hugs and like kind of holds on, and he's a dentist, and it's creepy.
It's odd.
And she was, it got to the point where she had cavities that had to be filled, so she was supposed to go back, and she wouldn't go back because she felt so uncomfortable there.
A nut.
Go to another dentist, man.
All right. What else is in the news, Robin?
Well, a bill has just been passed that there will be no more smoking for fans of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, Timmy.
Yes, we had a chance to interview the first person charged with smoking under this new ban. E27.
What's next? They're going to take gambling out of there? All right. Here we go.
I couldn't believe it.
There she
My
is.
My nephew Irving invited me to come visit him at the go to the Kentucky Derby at the Churchill Downs. And I'm watching the little ponies go by for the big prizes. And I feel very excited about this. And I feel like I need to calm myself. What? Yeah, no, box it, darling. Okay, I'm talking to the reporter. So I take out a much-deserved Capri, and I light it up as one of the little ponies goes by. And a man comes up to me with a little notepad, and I say, "Sir, I don't need a drink water right now. It makes my esophagus flare." And what?
Two idiots are betting while the race is going on.
She's talking to the reporter.
Put 50 on Google. Oh, I love saying that. 1 minute, Irving. I say, "I don't need you to take my drink order right now. I am not thirsty." And he says, "Ma'am, I'm writing you a ticket. You cannot smoke at the Kentucky Derby." Oh. I was famished. I didn't know what... Yes, darling. Oh, my God. Thank God he finally heard my prayers. Okay, thank you for your time. Oh, thank you, Lord.
There she goes. There's Edna, man.
Smoking all over the place.
A much-deserved Capri.
No smoking at the Kentucky Derby.
Usually she has like a Parliament or sometimes, does she have a Carlton at one point?
No Carltons, I don't believe.
She should have a Carlton.
You know what's not too far behind drinking and then gambling?
What's not too far behind it?
Yeah, at the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
No smoking. 10 years from now, no drinking. 20 years from now, there'll be no gambling.
That's right. The horses will run,
right,
but there will be no money involved.
Right.
That's right.
And two people will be there. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. 16-year-old Corey Ryder was charged this week with attempting to put a hit out on his own mother, who he claimed was neglectful and abusive. We have exclusive audio of the young man soliciting the hitman over the phone. Age 15.
Age 15. Guy wants to kill his mom. Oh, Bobo.
Hitman headquarters.
Hi. I was interested in putting a hit out on my mother. I'm so tired of this bitch, man. Every day she asks me to get a job, or she asks me to get out of bed, or she asks me to do something.
What kind of hits?
Hey, hold on. Hey, Mom, what's up, Mom?
Honey, dinner's almost ready, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so much, Mom. You're the best mother in the world.
Can you help me set the table, sweetheart?
I'll be down in just a minute.
Okay, love you.
I gotta kill this.
You want a violent, grisly one, or just a looks like an accident?
You know what? Let's make it look like an accident, but make her suffer. I'm so tired of this bitch. Every day, come down and help set the table.
Well, that's going to cost extra.
Dude,
suffering costs a lot extra.
I got the money. Hey, Mom.
Do you want Pepsi or milk?
I like Pepsi, Mom.
You got it, sweetheart.
Oh, you're the best.
Okay, sugar.
All right, so when can we set this up, dude?
Well, we can set it up as soon as you want. Well, first, I actually need to know what kind of hitman you want. You want a Russian mobster, an Italian mobster? What kind of hitman you want?
Let's
go
for an Italian.
An Italian mobster. I'll hook Vinny up with you then.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. Yeah, Mom?
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, Mom.
Okay, honey.
Seriously, make this bitch suffer. All
right, man.
Wow.
Wow, what a violent young man.
Yeah. And Jerry, with the master of all the
names.
Million voices.
And also master of a million names. Make it Italian. Oh, I'll call Vinny. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
It was either Vinny, Yuri, or...
I tell you, dude, when you first started working the station, Jesus. You said you were taking improv class. I didn't think they were going to pay off.
No.
But, man, in spades.
Oh, the Italian mobster? Oh, then I'll call Vinny.
It's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
All
what
right.
A riot.
Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, as we've all heard by now, singer Meat Loaf is unable to complete his European tour due to a cyst on his vocal cord. Scrambling to find a replacement for Meat Loaf, producers were fortunate enough to get this pinch hitter, T23.
T23. All right. Here
somebody
we go.
Filling in for Meat Loaf?
All right.
Yes.
Though it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night, I can see paradise by the dashboard lights. Come on. Show me your act, dear.
Oh, you got
I'm
it,
flashing
professor.
The lights on the board, dear.
Ooh, here you go, Tom.
Yes. Yes. Here you go, darling.
Why is that so stupid?
I don't know. Well, it sounds like a great show.
That is so dumb.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally.
More? Oh, bubble.
Yes, Amy Winehouse's London home was raided yesterday when police stormed in looking for signs of drug use, as well as for her husband who went missing the day before. And here is audio from the raid, A47.
A47, all right.
Ms. Winehouse, open the door!
No, no, no.
Ms. Winehouse, we're coming in anyway.
No, no, no.
Ms. Winehouse, is this your heroin needle?
No, no, no.
Ms. Winehouse, your husband's gone missing for about 24 hours. Have you seen him in the past 24 hours?
No, no, no.
Who the hell is this guy with you?
Could I get some snow?
No, no, no.
Oh, boy. You don't know her, Robin. You don't hang out with Winehouse, Amy Winehouse?
No, I've had the pleasure of meeting her a time or two, but we are not intimate acquaintances.
She's a great performer, though.
When's the last time you were intimate?
Oh, boy.
No, she never answers that.
You are a little devil.
All right.
Oh, Robin. Man.
Robin with the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
Yeah. There she goes. All right, folks. We have Coach Dave coming up here. This guy knows more about fantasy football than all the listeners combined.
You said it.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, for this weekend's picks, Coach Dave, how are you, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, look at you,
hey,
dude.
Good to hear your voices.
What kind of weekend you have last week?
I had a good weekend. I was in New York. My mom was a little under the weather, so I flew out there to help her out.
All right. How'd the picks go?
The picks went not so good. Well,
oh, come on now.
Six out of ten. I'll give myself
not
that.
Bad.
Well,
not
that's
bad.
Not better than 50%.
Yeah. San Diego Chargers. That hurt.
You know what? I can't believe that anybody bet the over in the Indianapolis-New England game. The over-under was 56 in that game.
That's correct.
And it came in the 40s, I believe.
It did.
But who the Christ would have bet over 56? Every other game was in the 30s or low 40s.
Well, two high-powered offenses.
But New England doesn't give up more than 12 points a game.
That is true. That is true. They thought the offenses would win out. But that game actually kind of did live up to the hype. It's rare that actually happens.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty exciting game, even if you're not into football.
It was a five-point spread, and it came in at 4, I believe.
That's right. How does that work?
I don't know.
Do they know?
They know. All right, Coach, what do you got for fantasy football players this weekend?
New Orleans at home, they are 11.5-point favorites over the Rams, the hapless Rams, the 0-8 Rams. So I like Drew Brees to continue to roll for quarterback selection this weekend. I like them at home. They are on a roll, and he looks good. And you got to take Brett Favre at home against Minnesota. The past seven starts against the Vikings, he's averaging over 300 yards and two or more touchdowns a game. So those are the two quarterback studs. This weekend, I like as a sleeper, Kurt Warner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's still around, and Arizona's playing against Detroit. They're hit or miss on defense, so look out for Kurt Warner to have a pretty good day, too. Running backs, I think Indy's going to bounce back at San Diego, so I like Joseph Addai, running back for the Colts. I also like Willie Parker for Pittsburgh Steelers. They are playing against Cleveland, and he had 109 yards in their first meeting this year. And Cleveland is not too strong this year on defense, so it should be a high-scoring game.
All right.
Sleeper pick on running back Cedric Benson, Chicago running back, has not done well, but I think he'll have a good day against Oakland. Let's go on to the wide receivers this weekend. Lee Evans from Buffalo playing at Miami. He's coming on strong. I like their chances against Miami. And I like Larry Fitzgerald from Arizona, against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Defenses this weekend.
I like
the Tennessee Titans at home against Jacksonville. They're favored by 4 points, and the over-under on that is 35 points. And I do like Monday Night Football, Seattle at home versus San Francisco. They are 10-point favorites, and I expect them to dominate.
Is that right? You think they're going to cover?
I do.
That's Monday night.
Absolutely.
Dude, you just touched my penis.
Excuse me?
Randy was reaching over the keyboard. He just touched my crotch.
So that's there we go with the picks. That's awesome.
Yes. Congratulations, Dave. So if one game you had to pick a winner over the weekend, who is it?
You got to go with...
You going to take that Seattle game?
I'm going to take Seattle. That's the lock.
That's the Monday night game, right?
That's the Monday night game, and that's the lock.
Okay. And they're going to cover?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Nobody knows more about fantasy football than you, and we always thank you for calling in and checking in.
It's my pleasure.
You're a major stud, dude, and I hope your mom feels better.
Oh, thank
yes.
you very much.
Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she's
good.
Hanging in there.
Good, good.
All right.
Perfect.
I appreciate that.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
Take care.
All right, there he goes, everybody.
Coach Dave with the sports. How to say football? Coach Dave Harden. Sports.
It's not Dave Harden. All right.
Dave Harden is your guy.
Yeah.
Who is it? Coach who, Dave?
It's Coach Dave.
No, what's his last name?
I can't tell you his last name.
I got to say
I don't know it.
Oh, it's got to be Coach Dave Harden. He's your guy. By the way, Mortgage Matters.
Thank you very much. By the way, I don't know if you know this.
Well.
Up for Marconi.
Yes. This is what I wanted
for
to bring.
For a weekend advertised-driven show, it's up for a major national award.
Right. The Marconi, the National Association.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Broadcasters.
It's time now for Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you very much.
Sponsored by Covenant Mortgage.
There you go.
To participate, call 888-274-1816.
Wow.
Don't call now.
Now, is that the clip that they sent to the board for consideration for the
No, it's not, Brian. They sent a clip of mid-show. It was great.
Was it? There's a portion of...
Yes. Everybody enjoyed it.
Was it a portion of talking about mortgage? I mean, could we hear the clip or they don't...
I could get the clip for you.
Yeah, because I'd like to hear it. You're talking about mortgages or you kind of go off the beaten path?
No, we're talking about mortgages.
Oh, that's...
About the adjustable rate mortgages.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right, when we come back, we have
You're going to wear a tuxedo to the award ceremony?
I might if we go to New York.
Do you? I mean,
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Well, I just want to say to you, really, good luck, dude.
But we're up against some pretty stiff competition.
Other shows in the brokered category.
He's up against my colon show,
yeah,
actually.
The colon. No, your colon show's not up there, you idiot. But the Speed Freaks.
Oh, yeah, right.
The Cancer Show. And
that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Satellite Sisters.
Oh, that's a terrible show. They'll never win.
Really? I haven't even heard of them.
Yeah, they gave me negative feedback once. I filled in for them. First time ever, I got like negative feedback. Why,
right?
Why would you say that? I have a bad association
right?
with them.
The Satellite Sisters?
Yeah, you know, the Satellite Sisters do
I don't even know who they are.
Well, no, they do a national show, and it was a Saturday morning show, and the idea was that one, like two of them were in Los Angeles, and one was in Moscow, and one was like on Mars, and they would all hook up every week and chat, and they were sisters in real life.
Four of them?
Yeah. So it was obviously a show for women. So the Satellite Sisters couldn't make it. So somebody from the ABC network, and I worked for them, said, Brian, will you fill in for the Satellite Sisters? You know, it's kind of a show for women, you know, just, you know, when you pick the topics, you know, kind of. I said, all right. Yeah. I selected what I thought was, you know, kind of like appropriate topics. You know, by the way, it wasn't my audience. I mean, it was the Satellite Sisters audience.
2-hour show?
I think it's a 3-hour show.
Right.
And
like a negative feedback?
Well, I think from the producer of the show, I think I was told that my topics were like not, they were okay, but it wasn't really like Satellite Sisters-esque.
Well, don't do Satellite Sisters anymore.
That's what I decided after I heard that.
All right, we come back. We have a CD that we have discovered, and it is to be released next Monday.
Yeah.
We have a copy of it, and we will play it. You will recognize the two people who are singing, or the one guy who's doing it.
It's a world premiere.
World premiere of a CD that is not supposed to be released till Monday. We've been asked not to play it until Monday, and we'll play it when we come back, so F them. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, about a half hour, 40 minutes away from completely open phones here.
And tear them open.
And we also have Horror Fest 2007, the winner coming in.
Yeah, man.
In about 20 minutes or so. So that'll be great as well. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.